Tears stream out of my eyes as I whisper thanks to the gods that the soldier has blindfolded Pa. He is spared from having to see the executions of many others. Don't cry, Pa. I know you are afraid. I want to tell him. I feel his body tense up, hear his heart race, see tears flowing out from under the blindfold. Pa fights the urge to scream as he hears the sound of a hammer crack the skull next to him, smashing into it. The body falls on top of the others with a thump. The other fathers around Pa cry and beg for mercy, but to no avail. One by one, each man is silenced by the hammer. Pa prays silently for the gods to take care of us. He focuses his mind on us, bringing up our faces one by one. He wants our faces to be the last things he sees as he leaves the earth. Oh, Pa, I love you. I will always miss you. My spirit cries and hovers down over him. My spirit wraps invisible arms around him, making him cry even more. Pa, I will always love you. I will never let you go. The soldier walks up to Pa, but I will not let him go. The soldier cannot hear or see me. He cannot see my eyes burn into his soul. Leave my Pa alone! My eyes dare not blink as the soldier raises the hammer above his head. Pa, I whisper, I have to let you go now. I cannot be here and live. Tears wash across my body as I fly away, leaving Pa there by himself. Back in the hut, I slide next to Chu. She opens her arms and takes me in. Our bodies cradling each other, we cry. The cool air chills the beads of sweat on my skin, making my teeth chatter. Beside us, Keem holds on tight to Gek. Pa, I cannot bear to think that you struggled for breath lying on top of the others in that hole. I must believe the soldier took pity and used one of his bullets on you. I cannot breathe, Pa. I am sorry I had to let you go. My mind swirls with pain and anger. The pain grows larger in my stomach. The pain spasm convulses as if it is eating away my linings.